But I also decided that it would be contemptible to do anything less than be a full-fledged advocate, because I've maintained from the beginning that the right to privacy does not convey with you a right to hypocrisy. Mm. And I didn't want to be the main sponsor, so I checked off a questionnaire that said I would be a sponsor, and by process of elimination, I was the only one, I became the lead sponsor. And so over the 43 years up to the Supreme Court, well, just before that, but for over 40 years, if at any point in that period you would ask me what I expected the state of our movement to be in terms of success 3 years later, I would have been too pessimistic. It has been obviously too slow from the standpoint of what would be morally correct, but by the comparison to any other major social movement in America, it's been astronomically fast.
And why do you think that has happened?
Mainly because we stopped hiding. And then our reality beat the prejudice. I think we were the victim of one of the least substantial prejudices in history. And as I pointed out to people, if you dislike people because of some aspect of their personality, but for many years having known them, you couldn't tell that you were supposed to dislike them, that does not speak to the substantiality of your objection. We had that, frankly, sort of that ability that we were able to infiltrate straight society. A very large number of people back when, you know, it's not the case as much anymore, but we had many of us sort of established ourselves as reasonable, decent, healthy people, friends, relatives, customers, brothers, sisters, etc. And then when we came out, it was, well, okay, that eroded the prejudice.